Welcome to another episode of the Photo Facts Podcast. I'm Jim Felder.
I'm Robert Trawick.
Hey guys, welcome back. All right, I already said that, but hey, we're glad you're here.
Did you say that? Well, that was on the intro.
On the intro, yes. I'm so happy that you're here listening. I am Jim Felder.
And I am Robert Trawick.
And we just repeated the intro, but hey, you know, it's okay. We're constantly trying to get better, so.
Yes, and we're constantly trying to remember everything. Who we are.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, so.
It's almost the middle of January.
Yeah, you know, 2020. I cannot believe it's going by so fast.
It's crazy. I can't believe a lot of stuff has gone by. It's like my kids and getting older and, you know, there's just.
How old are your kids now?
10 and 13, 27 and 20.
Is Savannah 13?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. She's an adolescent.
Yes.
Wow.
We've talked about this briefly on another episode, and I'm not going to talk about it again because I don't know if she listens. She does sometimes. You know, 13, she's a female. You just go with that.
Just go with that. Yeah, so you've already crossed over from the superhero to the walking ATM.
No, I'm still a superhero.
Oh, that's so sweet. Savannah, if you listen to this podcast, be sure to send us a note or comment on Facebook and let your dad know if he's still a superhero.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
He's just smiling right now. Oh, and you don't get to say anything to her. She has to do this on her own.
I'll just say, hey, you need to listen to this episode.
Well, that gives it up.
Oh, okay.
No big deal. All right, so 2020, we're still in January. This month is talking about productivity. Next month is marketing.
Right.
So
don't forget, if you want to learn some marketing tips, go somewhere else. No, I'm kidding.
Yes,
we're going to talk about some things that we know, the things that we do. And
we're going to have some guest speakers.
Some guest speakers, right.
Yes, in fact, Jim just whipped up a little form. We'll be emailing our proposed...
Potential guests. Yeah.
Should we just throw some names out there, like some name...
Yeah.
Let's throw some name calling.
Yeah, so, and these are people that we have in mind... That have requested, and some people that we want on the show.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, I want to get Joe Edelman back on.
Yes, Joe for sure. Joe Edelman. He's a friend of the show.
Absolutely.
Hey, and, do we have him on our website? Yes, we do.
Yes.
Don't we? Yeah.
Well, I'll talk about mine in a minute. Okay. So, Bri Cox, I talked to him the other day, which is really awesome.
Yeah, and he requested, right?
Yes. And then we have James Pratt. Definitely got to get James Pratt on the show.
I need to put that on the list.
He actually wants to talk about how to submit for editorial, which I think that'd be a really good episode.
Yeah.
We got to find that theme for the month, and that might work out well for February being a marketing month.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a submitting time. It's kind of a marketing thing.
Yeah.
So go ahead and mention some of the other folks we have on our list.
So we've got Randall Green. He's a friend of mine that I not really a friend of mine. He's a friend, but I mean he's not a longtime friend. But I know him from.
He's a short term.
because
we're dying soon. He's a short term friend. I don't have long term friends anymore.
He's not a long time. That's what I meant.
Long time.
But I have known him. Anyway, we used to shoot for the same company, and he's still shooting for them, I think. But he wants to get on the show. He asked to get on the show. He's a real estate photographer.
Oh, great.
He does a lot of other stuff, too.
I think we have another real estate photographer as well. Don't we have two?
Yes, another one that he actually sent us an email to the show.
Yes,
It's not a listener sending us an email, but we're glad to get any kind of email from the outside world.
Oh, I actually am too. We had to at least listen to us to come across the email address, right?
Correct.
So
yeah, so
the website's working.
That's right.
Woohoo!
So this guy's last name I'm not going to do a very good job on, but I'm just going to say his name is Thomas Virgiletis. I don't know.
I think that was really good.
Does it start
with a V?
Yes.
So Thomas V.
Virgiletis. Thomas V, yeah.
Thomas V, yeah.
His website, ftrephoto.com. TV.photography? I don't know. That's what I've got in my notes.
Oh, good. We're going to have to talk to him and find out what that acronym is.
Yeah.
Because it's like when you pull up at a stoplight behind a car with those personalized plates.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, what does that say?
I know. I'm always doing that. But with mine, it's pretty easy.
Yours is very easy, and I still cannot believe that it was available.
I can't either. Slim Jim.
Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Yes. And do you ever have any cops, like, chasing you, thinking that you're a thief?
No, but I always wonder what the comments are going to be, if at all any. I haven't been pulled over yet in this car.
Well, I'd like to point out to our listeners that when Jim told me that, that's a nickname he has, and he is a slender guy. I mean, we're kind of like Laurel and Hardy. I'm kind of a short, fat guy with the bolo hat, and you're like more of the Laurel. Laurel was the skinny one, right?
Yeah.
And I just thought, how cool will it be if Jim, with his personalized plate of Slim Jim, loved to eat Slim Jim, meat products, and
can't stand them.
Can't stand them. Hates them.
But yeah, that's not what I'm sure. That's the bulk of what people think whenever
they probably
see the
are.
Slim Jim. Oh, he must be a distributor for Slim Jim. No, I don't like Slim Jim. I'm just a slim guy. Just wait till he get out of the car. You'll see.
You'll see how slender he is.
Yes.
All right, so who else is on there?
So here, I'm just going to pull all these out of the hat, okay? Because if they're listening, then they can contact us. How about that?
That sounds pretty good.
They are. I know one guy that may possibly be listening, but we'll see. Okay, if you're listening to the show and we call your name, send us an email, twins@photofactspodcast.com. Okay, so Joel Peter Witkin.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know him.
Steve Anchel? Anchel?
Anchel. I think it's Anchel.
Here's the guy. If you're listening, Gary Hughes, we want you on the show. You've been on before, but you were with your other...
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Gary.
Because we've had Bure on the show.
Well, guess who I just got, what I just got in the mail? I haven't checked my... I was sick last week, so I hadn't checked my mailbox for a few days. That new PPA magazine that has his cover on it.
Oh, I know. That's... very sweet. I was listening to the show and they were talking about it. So he said, I'm going to milk that like crazy.
Like crazy. So yeah. We should call him and say, we want to discuss your cover photo.
Yeah. There we go.
PPA mag.
There we go. That's good.
That'll definitely get his ego and we should be able to get him on the show.
Okay. This guy, I follow Gary too, but I follow him on Instagram and, I like his photos. He's a great photographer, but I like his subjects a lot. Nino Batista.
Oh, Nino Batista. Yes, yeah. Yes. We'll definitely have to give him a call.
Okay, Jake Hicks. I've been inspired by him. He does a lot of stuff, but he's been really heavy on the color gel shooting.
I haven't followed him the way you have. You definitely have turned me on to his
work.
He
is excellent. It's really different. Not just the color gels, but the way... The subjects and the way he does them, the way that the creativeness of the...
Right.
Creativity. Richard Wood photo. Now, he...
That doesn't ring a bell.
I found him from being inspired by another guy. I can't remember his name, but he's I follow him on Instagram, Richard Wood photo. He does some very painterly kind of... low-key photos.
Every time someone says low-key, all I keep thinking about is that Marvel character from Thor, low-key.
Yeah. And we've got a couple more here. Ben Shirk.
Oh, my God. I love Ben.
Oh, I do, too. If you've never heard of Ben Shirk or you don't know his stuff, that is one person that you definitely need to check out.
I ran across in one of the apps that I use called Notability. I ran across the notes that I took at PPOK.
Years ago.
God, it was years ago. Yeah, we definitely have to get Ben on. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of these guys.
I love his compositing work for sports.
That's what he's known for.
It's pretty crazy.
Incredible compositing. And he's really good about showing the pieces and stuff, how he came about that image, But he's a young guy. He's real hipster. He's just a
isn't everybody cool, young to us though?
Yeah, true. That is true.
I mean, I'd love to get Tony Corbell on here.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You know why? Because then we'd be the young guys.
Right, yeah, that's funny. Did you hear that?
Okay. Yeah, Tony doesn't. I actually sent him a text message the other day. He didn't respond.
Oh.
I even told him this is Robert Trewick. He probably blocked me.
Okay, let's get through these.
Okay, get through these.
I'll just go through them. Robert Posar.
Oh, yes. That's my other Robert buddy.
Mary Ellen Mark.
I would love to have Mary Ellen Mark on the show. That would be amazing.
And Wesley Hitt, H-I-T-T.
H-I-T-T, yeah. Yes, of the Hitt brothers.
That's who we'd like to have on the show. So go check all those people out. If you didn't get them all, go rewind and listen.
Absolutely. And if you have someone you think we should have on the show that would like match up with our personality and have some good information, be sure to head over to the Facebook podcast discussion page.
Yes.
I guess the page,
page
where, has a discussion area.
Yeah, we'll just discuss on this episode's comments.
Perfect. Yeah. Outstanding. All right, so getting ready for 2020. So I have been working on my website, and I have combined my education website and my regular website and done some updates. It's still in process. And I know that probably doesn't sound like really good marketing, but I felt that I needed to revamp or refresh my website a little bit before I start sending my marketing out.
Yeah.
In fact, Terry is in the other room right now working on the first email of the year to send out for our new tween sessions.
Oh, I like that.
So that's one thing that we have been working on.
You know, I think that you guys are back way back when I was doing that kind of stuff. I thought that would be a great niche.
I think it is. You know? Okay, so
everybody does seniors, everybody does weddings.
Seniors, but it's I don't think that any of the markets are drying up. So I'm just going to call it out there. If there's a photographer out there that thinks that you're not doing well, that there's no business, I don't think that you're marketing appropriately. I think there's a way for you to make
money. Or you're not marketing at all. You're not doing anything like me. I mean, it's been
but
slow
I have
for me.
Four daughters. All of them, okay, I have one left in the house. Shannon is still in the house. Okay, but she's going to college. She's taking some part-time college classes, and then she'll be transferring, I think, next year to Stillwater. I'm very proud of that young lady. And, of course, all my girls are amazing.
Yeah.
But as a father that has gone through that transitional period between high school and either moving out or going to college, I don't know about you guys, but, man, my funds were really, really short. So affording a high school photographer to shoot my daughter, because obviously I'm not going to do it, that was quite expensive.
Yeah.
And we've been fortunate this last year to shoot some tweens. Some of that, and I'm not sure if tweens is a great word, but that, say, 12 to 14, 15 range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've had a blast with it, and I'm not going to say it was extremely lucrative, but let's just say there was a lot more money there than I thought there was.
Yeah.
So in talking what we're going to do for 2020, that was one of the things that Terry wanted to work on, focusing on the tween market, and that's where we're going.
Hmm.
So what are you doing? What's been on for the last 2 weeks? What are you working on for your
well,
new
year? Well, you know, I did something the beginning in December. I've got a one of my bigger clients. I approached them about doing a subscription, and so that worked out. They were good with that.
A subscription? Like, what do you mean?
Well,
like
just
a magazine subscription? You got your own magazine going on, dude?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It's called Jim, Slim Jim. No.
Did you get that website? I guess there's no way you can get that website.
Oh,
like
gosh.
SlimJim.com?
Oh, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
How about SlimJimThePhotographer.com?
No, that's too long.
How about SlimJim.photo?
SlimJimPhoto. SlimJimPhoto.com. SlimJim.photo, yeah.
Oh, dude, I think you should get it.
Okay.
Unless Colleen Brown has already got it and is going to sell it to you.
But, yeah, she's probably listening. Hi, Colleen.
Yes. All right, so tell us about the subscription process.
Well, basically a payment plan. Monthly payments, monthly.
Isn't that what customers do already? Aren't they on the monthly payment
no,
plan?
No, like it's a guaranteed monthly payment every month. But it was a 3 month trial, so we're going to see how it goes. You know.
Okay, so they're like paying you a flat fee for a certain amount
Correct.
Of work for the month. So you're guaranteed a check at the beginning of the month or
yes.
end of the month or whatever.
Yeah, and I shoot so many houses a month, and then there's some little extras.
So they're basically prepaying
Correct.
For services during that month. And but you have a contract, you said, for 3 months?
Yeah.
Dude, that's amazing.
Isn't that cool? And then that's what I'm going to do is kind of try to approach other businesses to do that. Because, you know, they have a lot of repeat work, you know, and
And you're giving them some kind of incentive for signing this. So you're getting,
yes,
they're getting a
break.
A bulk discount. They're getting a bundle. Don't you see it on TV
yeah.
all the time? They're getting a bundle.
Yeah.
You need to bundle your services.
Right. So that's one of my goals. Other thing I was just thinking about when you were talking about yours is for the longest time, I've been wanting to do some direct mail because our friend Jamie Cobb believes in that wholeheartedly. So I'm going to build some different postcards.
Right.
And I can't remember that there was another company that I was going to use through one of my realtors. He gave me a company, and I have to research that. But anyway, that just came to me just now that, you know, that's something I want to do, some direct mail. Just and then I'm going
to do... Some direct mail pieces to, like...
For each genre, like real estate, headshots, events, and then mail them to business potential
You know,
customers.
Honestly, I've never really believed, at least... Let me go back. I have never really believed in direct marketing and mail pieces, just because of the
cost. I'm
going to
give it a shot. Yeah, yeah. Well, I, like I said, there's this business that seems pretty reasonable. Now, I'm not talking bulk. I'm not going to send out freaking 1,000 to this area. I'm going to send them. I'm going to have specific companies that I'm going to target.
But that's what I was going to say with the direct marketing. If you target in a business, I think that you're going to have a lot better. Right. Chance of hitting some kind of activity versus, you know, like high school seniors, we get a mailing list for all the seniors and send out 2,000 pieces and they get like 10 people to respond.
Yeah.
I think that the return on investment's kind of low.
Yeah.
But I think for a business, especially for like headshots or stuff like, I think that'd work out great. Are you going to do it to like real estate agents and brokers as
brokers,
well?
Brokers, yeah. So I did have a postcard that I created and printed it, and I didn't ever mail any out. It was just a headshot only thing, right?
Oh, I remember that. That was nice. It was pretty large too.
Yeah, it was one of the large kind. It was like 6x9 or something like that. But I'm going to do that again. And what I did with those is I just hand delivered those, like a stack of them, to different brokers, real estate brokers, because everybody needs a headshot.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So, yeah, did that. So I'm going to try to do different ones, and I've done it before, but they were more like what did I do? Big. It was a flyer, like an 8x11. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there has to be certain amount of quality.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. That's pretty awesome. All right. Yeah. So we both got things going on. We'll check in later on with that. So one thing I wanted to touch about at the beginning of the year is a lot of photographers I've talked to, and I'm sure you have as well, are trying to wrangle the business aspect of their business, per se.
Yeah.
Like, you know, client tracking. I know that you use Acuity scheduling.
Right. I also use a Dubsado. That's my
CRM. I use 17 hats that you used and switched.
Yeah.
Trader. Left me hanging. That's okay. That's all good.
I'm grandfathered in.
Everybody has their own likes and dislikes.
Sure.
But one thing I wanted to bring up, and I want the listeners to pay very close attention. So we want to hear what type of CRM, customer relations management software, you're using to track your clients, your inquiries, maybe invoicing.
Yeah.
Right? That's important. Because a friend of a show, that would be Walnut Tree Films, they actually are involved in photographing the cannabis industry. And they have found out that some of these companies will not work with you if you're involved in the cannabis industry. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned 17 hats and QuickBooks. Can you believe that?
Well, too bad we can't edit this out. No, I'm kidding.
We can't edit it out? Don't need to bleep that whole thing out?
No, it's good. yeah, that is just odd. It is very odd. I don't, you know, I get it, but I don't. I understand what they're doing, but I don't, you know, it's business. I mean, I don't understand
it. Well, it is. And I went to the website just to check it out real quick, and it did mention that QuickBooks doesn't like to work with high risk industries. And they included the cannabis industry, porn, sex shops, massage parlors, et cetera.
So, and I guess they're saying high risk as in this has only been around for a short time. It's possible it could just die. Is that the deal?
No, I think high risk is a possibility of fraud is what the website said.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Like because of those industries, there could be more
negative.
I don't know why there'd be more possibility of fraud versus like a bank.
Yeah, I know. There's all kinds of crap going on.
I know. So I'd love to hear, or we would love to hear, any of the software that you're using or practices you're using to track the P&L, profit and loss statement of your company, and how you're keeping track of your clients. So, all right. So what are we going to talk about today for our productivity month?
I think we've been talking about it, haven't we?
Well, yes. Yeah. I didn't know if there was another thing too. There's this little button right here. If I hit that, I think that's a chapter marker, isn't it?
It sure is.
So we could actually go back and say, hey, if you go to the chapter marker, you'll get past all the commentary and all the goofiness and get right to the meat.
Wow. Okay.
So we could just do that anytime. Like, I'm going to add another one.
Okay. So they're going to go to the
chapter. See, it turns blue for a second, goes away.
Welcome to this chapter.
Welcome to this chapter. All right. So we're going to talk about some of our favorite apps that we like to use.
And we're going to mention some that we don't use, but some that may be helpful to you. You may like them, you know, let us know if you do.
That's true, but
maybe you use it.
But we're not going to list every single app.
Really?
I don't want to list like all the apps on the show notes. They can listen to it and.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't want to put a whole big long list on that.
On the show notes.
On the show notes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
we can talk about ones we use.
Okay,
you are go. You looking at the list that I gave you?
No, I'm just looking at what's on my phone because I.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay. So all right, so you go ahead. What do you got?
So there's Evernote I use.
Oh my God, I love
it. It's a great storage of notes, audio, photos, PDFs. And the cool thing about PDFs, when you take a picture of a document and you scan it in there, it will automatically OCR, character recognition. It will.
Yeah, you got to tell them that. Yeah.
And that way, when you search through all your notes, through everything, and you like, there's a receipt that you're trying to find. Search for keywords and it will find that. If you know what store it was or if you know what the model number or the serial number or whatever's on the receipt, the date, it will find that.
It'll pop up in your search results.
Yeah, even in your letters or whatever. Go ahead.
Okay, hang on.
It syncs through across all your documents, desktop and then mobile.
It does. Okay. All right, so on that same thing, I have been since 2019, I've become more digital aware and trying to bring less paper into my house,
right?
Because most of the paper gets thrown away anyway. And some people at stores really hate me because I'll just like, hey, give me the receipt. They'll give me the receipt and I'll go, oh, hey, let me take a photograph of that. And I'll just say, hey, throw this away for me.
Yeah.
But like, well, you need the receipt. I'm like, yeah, I can print it out. So I use Scanner Pro.
Right, I do too.
And that is what I use to use my phone to act as a scanner, and then it syncs and drops it automatically into Evernote for me.
And still, that will make it searchable.
Yes, it will make it searchable, and I'm really surprised on how quality it is.
You know, I still use Evernote for business cards, though, because what's cool about that, and I don't know if Scanner Pro does.
Because it hooks up to LinkedIn.
It hooks to LinkedIn, yes. And if they're not on LinkedIn, here's what it does. It scans the business card. If it's a good business card that can read everything, it will look on LinkedIn and see if they're on there, and it will send an invitation. But if they're not, it will send them an email if their email's on their business card.
To join.
It will send an email with my contact info.
Right, right. Send your contact info to them.
Yeah.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, Trello.
Trello is awesome.
I don't use it. I think I downloaded it before.
Well, we were using it shortly to plan a project.
So it's a project.
It's a project management board. They have a free version that's amazing. You can also upgrade to get some extra features. But imagine using a stack of index cards to plan your next move on a big long-term project.
Yeah.
And we were using it to plan models in the sand with Vail models.
Excuse me. Mute me real quick.
Mute you? Hang on. All right, there you go. I have Jim muted. Oh, he's sticking. Oh, hang on.
There you are. I had to raise up my microphone.
Because you were kind of like slouching over a little bit.
I do slouch naturally, but anyway.
So, Trello is great project management for that kind of things. I think those are amazing. I'm kind of flipping through mine. I have so many. Can I talk about Canva?
Well, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about Canva, Canva. Jim actually turned me on to this app.
I love Canva.
2 years ago? It's been like 2 years.
It's been a while, yeah.
And this is a great way of creating social media posts. But I was in
anything.
Anything. I was in there today, and I saw they had an 18 by 24 poster size you can build.
Yeah.
I actually made one just really quick and downloaded it to see if it had the resolution. And it totally does.
Yeah, it is a graphics program that lets you do things really quick. It have templates, and then you just
drag and drop.
Yeah, you just change the letters, the words, and they have photos, free photos. You can upload your own, your logo. I mean, it's awesome. They've got everything. I use it for a lot of stuff. They've got Facebook cover images you can do. They've got There's just tons of stuff in there.
You know, since you mentioned Facebook, I was going to mention that one of the things I've been doing for the last year, or actually year and a half, is I try and change my Facebook cover photo on my business and personal page like every 2 weeks. Sometimes I get lazy and do it every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But I found a lot more engagement that way.
Do you hide it from your timeline after you post it?
I don't.
Really?
Should I do that?
Well, sometimes I don't know. I don't necessarily want it in my feed. I just want it on my cover.
But people seem to comment on that a lot.
Well, they can still comment on it, but
can they? But it's hiding. It's not in your feed.
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't do that.
It's worked quite well for me. In fact, if you like me and want to be my friend on Facebook, you better hurry up. I'm almost at 5,000.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I'm sure 1,000 of them are fake.
Fake.
There's a lot of them.
You said they're mostly photographers, though.
They're pretty much all photographers, but I'm getting a lot more from Russia right now, and I'm really debating. But I do go on there. I mean, you know, I can look at a photo and it's a Russian guy with a camera.
Hmm.
So, like, hey, he's a photographer, or that hijacker guy, you know,
yeah,
researched who I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so if we don't get through this whole list, we'll post the rest of them on the show notes.
Yeah, we can put some in the show notes. So you're up.
Okay. Well, this should be you. I'll skip this one.
Are you going to skip this one?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I've got to go to the one that I wanted to talk about.
Okay. Go to that one.
It's called Zapier. It's not even in my list. It is. Z-A-P.
P-P.
No. Z-A-P-I-E-R. Okay.
I thought it had two P's in it.
Nope. No. So.
You're going to laugh.
Okay. So what it does, it's basically a trigger. It has actions, and it will trigger. Okay, let me just tell you an example. This is the coolest thing that I found. I like to search and find results, find solutions to things that I want to automate.
Right, right.
Which is what I'm going to talk about in my TED Talk at automation at Photocom.
Shut up. Is that what you're going
to
talk about?
You are the one that told me to do that.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
I thought I told you to do.
You said automation. What did you think I was going to do?
I thought you were going to talk about getting people on a payment plan.
No. It was automation.
Did we talk about that last week when I was sick?
No, it was wild. It was on Voxer. Anyway.
My age is like really getting, my 3 hours difference on you is really aging on me.
Yeah. So anyway, what I've got is with my clients, because I deliver via Dropbox. And
oh, yeah.
So I use it with my editors, but I also just recently found out how to do it with my clients. So when I put a photo, put a folder, sorry, I'm popping.
When you're popping and you're wiggling.
When I put a folder in my images folder for my editor, they get an email that says there's been folder added. So they know.
But Zapier allows that integration to happen automatically.
Yes, it does it automatically. As soon as it sees a new folder, ping, sends an email.
Automatically.
Okay, and I just recently found that I can do that for my clients. Because I just recently started putting all their photos in their own folder. Rather than uploading the Dropbox, right-click, and send them, here's your photos. I just put it in their folder. And I sent them a link to their. Now I'm hoping that they're utilizing that fact that they can always go to the same link and look in there if I haven't yet.
Oh, so they already have a link, and you're just updating the folder. Yeah, that's in. Okay, gotcha.
So what I've done,
the subfolder.
Yes. So what I've done is when I add an image, a folder. It's a folder, not a file, because this was specific. There's two ways of doing it. One's a file, and one's a folder. So when I add a folder to their folder, it sends them an email. And now I found another thing that I'm trying to get to work. It's there. It says it's supposed to work. It works when I test it, but it doesn't work
like when someone else does it.
When it's actually live and doing it, right? It's texting them. Because one of my clients wants me to text her when her images are done rather than sending her an email. So, you know, that's fine. I can do both. But I'm trying to get it to work, but it's not working.
So Zapier is an integrating service that joins multiple platforms to do different things.
Yes.
That it's not built into the platform. Zapier acts as a connection.
Exactly. And there are hundreds, if not more. It's like crazy how many things. I was looking today. It's crazy. You can specify when you're searching. You can specify like check boxes what you want to use.
And they have some that are pre-canned and some you build yourself.
Right. But I'm saying as far as the apps, they call them apps. Like Zapier, you look for apps that you can work with.
Gotcha.
Can cause to trigger things, right? So that's one example is my Dropbox.
So there's also, there's another one similar to that called
IFTTT. This, then that.
Correct. And right. I've used that before.
I still use it. And I can't remember what I'm using it for, but it's very similar.
I use it for the images on Facebook. If someone tags me on Facebook, it automatically downloads that image into my Dropbox.
Yep.
It doesn't download
it. It uploads it to your Dropbox.
Oh, I'm sorry. Uploads it to my Dropbox. Is it upload or download? What's the difference?
It's upload. If you're downloading, it's coming into your computer. Well, it is coming into your computer because it's on Dropbox. Yes.
It's on Dropbox, all right.
And it's doing both.
Is it? Maybe it's just transferring.
It's going to the cloud.
Because both of them are already in the cloud, right?
True. But it's doing both. It's uploading to your and it's downloading to your computer.
We're gonna have to have an episode on upload and download.
Yeah, and I don't like it when people say I'm downloading this software to my computer. Unless you're downloading the install file, but if you're installing the program, don't say you're downloading it to your computer, and don't say you're uploading it to your computer either.
God! Please put that stuff on our comments. Okay, so I'm gonna do one, and this is the big one. And then we're going to be wrapping this up here shortly.
Yeah.
So my favorite one is the Todoist app.
That's the one I skipped.
My task manager. That's, and the reason I didn't see that right away is because it's down the bottom of my main shortcuts.
Yeah.
And, I love that. I track all of my activities. I do throughout my day. I throw in things I need to do, even if they're far away. And I try and use that to plan my week, my month, my year, that type of stuff. So Todoist is great, has a lot of functionality, and I shout out to Carl Poulin, which has an amazing set of videos on YouTube that tell you how to use that. What?
No, nothing.
Did you say?
No. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
No, what?
No, we'll do this all
the time. I don't know if
No, it's fine.
Poulin is a bad word for you? No.
Nope.
I may not even say it right.
Move along. Proceed.
Proceed. All right. You wrap up the last one then.
Well, no.
No, that's it?
It's good. Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. Okay, so one thing we wanted to bring up before we get out of here is, again, in case you have not listened to us this year, I guess it's only been two episodes, right, this year?
Two?
Well, this is the third one.
Third one, yeah.
Third one. We are trying a new format where we're picking a theme each month. And we're going to have guest speakers talk about that theme as well as us. So this month is productivity. Next month is marketing. We would love for you to share your ideas of what topics you would like to hear about for the following months. So in the comments on this show, put down like, hey, June, I want to talk about hot weather photography. I don't know. Whatever that area is going to be that we can help you grow with some information.
Yeah. And, you know, if you can't tell, we're trying really hard to be consistent.
That's hard.
Yeah.
I think we're
getting better.
We've done really well.
I don't know that we've missed a week yet since we decided to do this.
For the last 2 weeks.
No. 2 weeks, yeah.
No, because in December we did it.
Yeah.
We did it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're definitely trying to focus for 2020.
Yeah. You should hit the mute button when you cough. I'm just kidding.
You know what? No, you're not kidding. I got a tickle in my throat and I can't let it go.
I got you. Okay. Well,
all right, that's it. So
thanks
please,
a lot for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And we should have a guest next week.
We should, yeah. We should call one of those long lists of, you know.
Well, we're going to get that email sent out this week, and hopefully we'll get a bite for next Sunday.
Yeah, we'll have,
come on and tell us how they're getting their 2020.
Yeah, we're going to send a direct link to our calendar.
Yes.
And it has a Sunday slot, and they can choose a slot to
be on the show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate you, Jim.
Ta-ta for now.
I enjoyed dinner with you today.
Yes, it was great. Meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
Oh, my God.
And homemade rolls. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. when we get out of here, guess what we got forward to?
Brownies.
Brownies.
I mean, it's killer.
Oh, yeah. So we're wrapping. The
meatloaf was incredible.
We are wrapping this thing up now. So thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys again next week.
Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for listening. You can find Jim at jimfelder.com and Robert at treywickimages.com. Send us an email at twins@photofaxpodcast.com or voicemail at 405-585-6337.
Check out our YouTube PhotoFax channel for weekly tips and tricks. Visit our Facebook page for news and discussion. Please help others find this podcast by reviewing us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support.